Audio track one, introduction. Hello, and welcome to the Oxford Canal audio trail. Two big thank yous to start with. First, to the Heritage Lottery Fund, whose grant enabled us to deliver the Canal Heritage Project, of which this audio trail is a part. Second, a special thank you to local historian Mark Davis, prime author of this trail, whose knowledge illuminates the experience of your walk along the towpath. Mark has lived on a canal boat in Oxford since 1992 and has been leading group walks along Oxford's canal, its riverbanks and its streets since 1999. You can find out more about Mark and his publications on our website, oxfordcanalheritage.org. This website can also be your link to other outcomes of the Heritage Project, including highlights from the oral histories provided by people who have lived on or near to the Oxford Canal. You will hear some of their voices directly as you listen to the later sections of this audio trail, and the full set of histories can be found at the Oxfordshire History Centre at Cowley. Now for some general comments about the trail. On this walk, you will learn about some of the key features of the Oxford Canal between the city and its junction with the River Thames at Duke's Cut, a little north of Wolvercote. The walk is approximately 3 miles, 5 kilometres in total, and on the way, through narrative spoken by a range of local people, we hope to show why the canal was and continues to be so important. You will hear why it was built it, who paid for it, and who pays for it now. You will learn how the canal was first used and how these uses have changed over time. And you will hear how the canal was almost lost forever and how it was saved and who by. The walk is a linear one. There is no public transport back to Oxford directly from the end of the walk, but there are buses available from locations nearby, and there are many options to divert before the end, as will be explained. As you walk, please respect all the canal's inhabitants, whether birds, animals, or indeed the humans who live aboard the narrowboats you will pass. And please also keep your eyes and ears open for the bells of passing cyclists. The towpath is a busy cycle route in and out of Oxford City. Some particular advice for people with mobility problems or using wheelchairs. The towpath is generally well maintained, but may be muddy or rough in places. Once you're on the towpath, there are no steps, so technically the route is accessible throughout its length. However, the bridge at Isis Lock is steep, and it may be that joining the trail via Rooley Road and starting at track 2 will be more convenient. Please consult the website for advice on the best exit points, and note that in wet weather some of the path, especially the northern section, may prove too muddy for wheelchairs. So, are you now ready to start? The story begins in the late 18th century, when coal was a very important source of heat and power. Landlocked Oxford, far from any ports or coal fields, suffered particularly from a scarcity of fuel. So the Oxford Canal was designed to link Oxford with the coal fields of central England via Banbury, Coventry and Rugby. The principal engineer was James Brindley, and the original canal meandered over 90 miles in length. It was later shortened by 10 miles, not much you might think, but a saving of several hours for a narrowboat travelling at walking pace. The trail you are about to follow represents the final 3 miles of the Oxford Canal. But note, if you're starting the trail at Wolvercote Green rather than Hythe Bridge Street, you should now return to track 8. Directions 1. Stand on the small flat area, bounded on three sides by railings, where the Oxford Canal towpath meets Hythe Bridge Street. Ordnance Survey grid reference SP508064. Look across the road in a southeasterly direction towards the car park and the green mound of Oxford Castle beyond.